Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Congressman Don Young, Alaska's sole representative in the House of Representatives, has emphasized the health of the environment and the fishing industry in legislation he is currently sponsoring. The key legislation that his office has chosen to celebrate via a press release focuses on the Alaskan fishing industry as well as the well-being of the environment. Among the acts his office has touted are the Genetically Engineered Salmon Labeling Act, the Prevention of Escapement of Genetically Altered Salmon in the U.S. Act, and the Keep Thin Fish Free Act. With regards to the Keep Thin Fish Free Act, it's a bipartisan bill co-sponsored alongside three Democrats. The aim is to prohibit the Secretary of Interior and the Secretary of Commerce from authorizing commercial Finnish aquaculture operations in the Federal Exclusive Economic Zone, unless specifically authorized by Congress. Young's statement says, "The fishing industry is critical to Alaska's economy, culture, and way of life. Every year, countless families across the country sit down at their dinner tables to enjoy Alaskan salmon, halibut, and other delicious seafood. We must be doing all we can to protect the health and integrity of our state's wild fish stock." Young's office also says that the lawmaker is committed to backing legislation requiring the labeling of genetically engineered fish, as well as legislation to amend the National Marine Sanctuaries Act to, quote, "better work for Alaska." Young's press release added, "We can waste no time in standing up and fighting for the health of our fisheries. That's why I've proudly introduced legislation in the first weeks of the 117th Congress to protect the integrity of the seafood, fight the threat of genetically modified fish, and ensure that federal bureaucracies cannot harm coastal communities by haphazardly designing new marine sanctuaries."
Alaskans over the age of 65 now can get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says senior citizens can schedule appointments on the state's vaccine website and select a day to receive the treatment. It took less than a half an hour for COVID-19 vaccination appointments for those 65 and older to be completely booked up. Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager Dan Nelson provided a COVID-19 vaccination update, including the limited number of vaccines currently.
Right now in the Kenai Peninsula area, we have given about 1,600 vaccines. We expect to give another 3,000 before the end of January. Right now, those folks that are eligible to receive vaccines are healthcare workers and those residents that are over 65 years of age. Right now, we've had a number of clinics that have been out on the website. That website is myhealth.alaska.gov, and that's where you go to pre-register for a clinic or for a vaccination event, and you can choose your appointment time. And going through that process makes sure that you have a dose that's assigned to you and that all of the logistics are taken care of.
Many have expressed concern over the lack of being able to schedule appointments due to the demand. Nelson said,
"Quite frankly, as soon as we're getting those mass events or even those smaller events out, people are signing up for them quite quickly. And so we're running into an issue where it's hard to find open appointments at this time, just simply because of our vaccine supply. So essentially right now, the state and the federal government is working together to get vaccines allocated. As soon as those vaccines come in, they are going out into clinics and we're getting that availability out. There's no hold up anywhere, nobody is holding them, the state or anybody else. As soon as we get those in and the availability is there, we have those out for scheduling."
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.